somebody time me too, so I don't go too long as well. But anyway, we're going to kind of switch gears a little bit and start talking about cut flowers here. And one of the things that's been going on is looking at pinching. Pinching isn't necessarily new, but with sunflowers, it's been kind of evaluated here more recently and stuff. And before I get going, instead of recognizing the people that really do the work at the end, we'll recognize those grad students, Bilal Chima and Rebecca Burnett. They were the ones that did most of the work and everything with those as well. So we'll go ahead and get started here and stuff. And so this is just kind of a little bit of background of some of the information we found is that basically when you want to pinch sunflowers, is usually when there's about 3 to 6 nodes present is kind of what things that has been recommended. And usually you want to do that as soon as possible, so the sooner the better that we're looking at. One of the key things that happens, though, with pinching is you actually delay your harvest date. I don't think that's really necessarily that much of a surprise that's there and stuff. When we're looking at Shoalhorn there and the second one, they're located down in Florida, and for their production guide in Florida for produced production of single-stem cultivars, they do not recommend pinching on those there. Now, Sloan and Harkness did some research pinching sunflowers located down in Mississippi. And what they found, the results of some of their things, was that they were actually getting 4 to 7 stems from a single plant, that their stem length was like the 60 to 130 centimeters long. And then also the diameter of the stem was still in that 1 to 1.8 centimeters. So they were still getting good quality of flowers, even with the pinching that's there. Now, Wynn has up here at Cornell has been doing a lot of work recently, and has been doing this for about 5-6 years, maybe a little bit longer with sunflowers, and just recently published a publication where he definitely increased the number of stems and actually did some financial evaluation of it, and I guess that most of us would like an increase in our salary of 82%. So very profitable situation that's there. Now, unfortunately, I had a student, Becca, who was working on this, and we were trying to mimic kind of some of the things that Wynn had done, and we did get the increase in number of flowers. However, they just weren't of a marketable size, okay? So we got these numbers, but if you can't sell them, what's the point and stuff? Now, I will put a little caveat. You'll notice there that they were planted August 8th, and you might be going, who's planting sunflowers at the end of August? We're down in Texas, and so we still have plenty warm temperatures, and believe it or not, we did not see any freeze that destroyed the experiment and everything else. So it's kind of some background that we're looking at with those as well. Another factor that we deal with is, like, what is really marketable sunflower and stuff like that? And so the importers organization, they've defined a minimum stem length of 55 centimeters, and then you can see the categories of size of how they're marketed. As those that have a larger than 10 centimeter disc size are considered extra, and I'm not going to spend the time talking about each and every one, but then they go down to the smallest size possible. Now, the Boston wholesale flower market that Wynn used for his evaluations breaks it down into those that are less than 6 centimeter discs that are considered small, the medium, and the large. So they only have the 3 categories that we're looking at with those. Now, Sloan and Harkness more or less did a survey of florists. So it's really like, who's the end user? What are they really interested in? And kind of did an informal survey of them and found that the florist really liked about a 60 to 90 centimeter stem length, okay, which is definitely more than the 55 that we're looking at. The diameter of the actual stem of about a 1.5 to 1.5 centimeters in diameter. And now in this case, we're talking about a flower width, okay, or flower diameter of that 8 to 15 centimeters, okay, where the other ones, they were looking at the actual disc size, not the actual flower size for marketing purposes and everything else. So gives you a little bit of background of some of the things and why we were looking at this particular project. So one of the things we wanted to evaluate was that looking at pinching, nobody had really had a lot of really good information. Wynn probably had the best at recommending pinching at the 3rd node and didn't recommend the 5th, but we were kind of looking at it, so we did 1, 2, 3, and 4, and I'll talk about those a little bit later on. The other thing I wanted to look at was, you know, how does the vigor of each individual cultivar influence the production of those? And so we did try to view those types of things and select some cultivars with varying vigor that we're looking at. So some of the things that we're looking at, we had raised beds already constructed that we used for this, and you can see the dimensions there. Now, one of the things that's different about a lot of our experiments that we conducted versus the previous was that we direct seeded. Most previous experiments, they actually produced plugs and took them out and then plant them. We were actually direct seeding. Usually what we would do is we'd put two seeds per location, then come out and thin, hopefully getting one, but we still ended up transplanting some into from another location where we would get two successful. Don't quite understand that when you have 90% germination rates, but it did happen quite frequently. We did conduct two experiments that we're looking at there. One was initiated the 28th of April, and the other one was the 3rd of August. And you might be kind of going, well, like Maurer, sunflowers, aren't they a summer crop? Why didn't you plant them in the summer or something like that? Well, we did try that, but the deer seemed to like sunflowers as well. So we ended up abandoning technically experiment two, putting up fencing and starting it again. And so we got about a six-week delay in our initiation of our second trial that we're looking at. We did do some soil analysis. I won't bother you with all the data that's there. It found all the nutrients to be acceptable, except for obviously nitrogen, and we applied it at the rate that was given there with those as well. So our pinching treatments, we did do a control that was not pinched, so producing a single stem flower. And then we did pinch at nodes 1, 2, 3, and 4, and we did this manually. Now, one of the things that we did do with our pinching sequence is that you do have to wait for the plants to actually get to a reasonable size. And so even though we were pinching at node 1, that really meant that there was probably node 2 and 3 so that that had elongated enough that we could actually get in there and pinch. Okay. So we did wait for that, but sequentially these were done on individual dates, and so usually there was a 2 to 3 day time lag in between each one of the pinching events to get them to that particular size that we were looking at with those. I did select, just kind of going through the catalog, trying to find some cultivar differences. You might kind of go, and this is just looking at the flower size, or I shouldn't say flower size, plant height for the relative vigor that we're looking at. And so we use the Sunrich Lemon, which I'm going to refer to as our low vigor treatment. And the Vincent's Choice and Sunbright Supreme kind of fall in that middle. And then Pro-Cut Gold and Superior Gold are our more vigorous cultivars that we're looking at. Some of you might kind of go, the last four seem to be kind of the same that were there. But there is a little bit of difference when we're looking at those. Some of the data that we collected with this one is we were looking at stem length and stem diameter. Our stem length for the controls was always from the ground to the top of the flower. And for our pinching, from wherever the stem was harvested from that node to the top of the flower, that was our stem length. And then also measuring stem diameter. In this case, we dropped about an inch or 2.5 centimeters below the top of the flower and measured our stem diameter at that location that's there. We also measured flower and disc diameter. The flower diameter, we did a two-directional with disc. We only did one to get in kind of an average there. Days of harvest was from planting to obviously the day that we harvested that was there. And then we counted the number of flowers that were produced per stem. I know that it's not number of flowers on an individual stem. That was the number from the original plant. So how many new plants did we actually, or not plants, but how many nodes did we get to produce new stems that we could then harvest from that? Now, one of the things that we did do is taking some of that marketable data and information that we had, we came up with kind of our own standards from others as well. And so what we came up with was our minimum stem length was 60 centimeters. Our minimum diameter of our stem, we came up with 5 millimeters or 0.5 centimeter that we're looking at. And as far as the flower diameter, we came up with 8 centimeters. And for the disc diameter, we used 4 centimeters for those, okay, as our minimums that were present at those as well. This is kind of just the randomized complete block design, ANOVA analysis, and with Tukey's separation at a 5% level that we're looking at with those. So a little bit busy here with these, but these are going to be continuous. As far as the slides, the format's going to be relatively the same. If you do see that black line across there, that is our minimum marketable standard for that particular event that we're looking at. And so experiment one, experiment two, I might refer to these as spring-fall that we're looking at with those. I know to everybody's shock and amazement that there was a significant difference in stem length for those that were pinched. Okay, that's the one thing that always came out true that's there. And I'd say generally on this one that we do see just a slight reduction that the higher the number of the pinch, that we do get a reduction in stem length that's there. And so with Wynn's suggestion of four or pinching at node three, that kind of seems to fit pretty good with this particular set of data. You know, the main thing was is that no matter what we did on this one, our stem length was always above the market minimum. So it wasn't really that big of an issue for us. This is experiment two that was conducted in the fall. We see basically the same general trend that we're looking at. We don't see quite as much of a reduction when they were pinched later as far as pinch node four. We don't see quite the decline as we did in the first spring set that we're looking at. Where we did start to see some things that happened, and again, these tend to be very similar or whatever. Obviously, the controls, much larger diameter and everything else. But when we pinched, what you start to notice there is that some of those, especially at the fourth node and the third node, et cetera, those actually fall below our minimum standard for stem length. And those of you that work with florists or floral design, half centimeter stem is a pretty small stem, so it's not very strong for that particular sunflower. So we did see that effect that was going on with those there as well. The same thing happened in there in the second experiment where we saw a reduction in some of those falling below the standard for stem diameter. With flower diameter, kind of going over this quick, we did not see anything where the flower diameter was a limiting factor as far in experiment one. We did see just the one treatment here, flower diameter falling below that market minimum that we're looking at. Now, with disc diameter, we use that 4 centimeter. We do see, again, especially with the Sunrich Lemon, the least vigorous of our cultivars, we see almost all of our pinching treatments falling below that level. Especially the fourth, we see a few more with those in our first experiment. The second experiment, not quite as obvious and not quite as clear. We actually see more of those that were pinched the first node falling below the minimum standard with those there, but running right quite with that line there on those, okay? As far as days of harvest, we do see the typical trend of the later it goes, or the later the pinch, the later it is to the harvest. Same thing with day two. With the number of stems, yes, we were able to actually get an increase in the number of stems that we produced with this one that we're looking at, and we did see the same trend with that. But what you'll notice is we're only producing 2 to 2.5 stems per plant and not nearly the one that we're looking at. Now, the key to this whole thing is the number of marketable stems. And what you see here is that our controls always give us one, but then when we look at this, even our pinch treatments, we're not producing, at the best, we're producing 2 stems. But they're all smaller, so the dollar value isn't there with those. With the non-marketable on experiment two, we see a similar type trend, barely producing more than one marketable stem that's there. So pinching decrease, we see that decrease in flower size and everything else with that. And so if you're growing these in the south like we are in Texas, unfortunately, the success that Wynn has seen up at Cornell in New York, we're just not seeing it as far as a recommendation for growers that are associated with it, with those. So with that, I have, as moderator, been really bad, made it all the way to 3 o'clock, and so we need to move on to the next presenter. Unless